Speaking from Arusha, Tanzania, Donald Dyer, Chief Executive Officer at the Pan-African Lawyers Union, says his group sued the governments of Kenya and South Sudan in the East African Court of Justice over the abduction and detention of Maurice Mabior Awidjok. Dyer says Awidjok was abducted from his residence in Nairobi by some security personnel and allegedly brought to Juba last month. He says when his team fact-checked all the information, they immediately filed a case against both governments.
We decided to file an immediate case before the East African Court of Justice against both governments, the government of Kenya, which is from where Maurice was taken, and also the government of South Sudan, which is where Maurice was transported to. So we filed the case 24th of February. We have served the case on both the government of South Sudan and the government of Kenya. So now we are waiting for an urgent hearing date from the court.
Dyer says Maurice Mabior's arrest appeared to be related to a family dispute, but says the circumstances do not matter. He must be released.
There is conflicting information. From what we understand, this might very well be a family dispute coming from Warrap State, from South Tonge County. So it looks like this started as a family dispute, but unfortunately these two brothers misusing their powers under government to try and make it look like it's a dispute against the state.
South Sudan Acting Minister for Foreign Affairs Deng Dao Deng says the government has not received any official communication regarding Mabior case.
Communication from that case so that we can react as a government. When we get an official document related to the East Africa court to
Dyer is calling on both governments to immediately produce Maurice Mabior Awidjok in a competent court of justice in South Sudan with or without a summons.
They have the opportunity even now to release him, and if he is being lawfully held, to produce him immediately before a relevant court of law. That is because even the South Sudan constitution is very clear on the timelines with which anybody who is being lawfully held by any competent government agency should be brought before a court of law. And that time is long past.
This is not the first time both governments have been sued by the Pan-African Lawyers Union regarding cases of disappearance. On July 3, 2019, Hope for Humanity Africa and Pan-Africans Lawyers Union sued the government of South Sudan and the Republic of Kenya at the East African Court of Justice over the arbitrary detention and possible subsequent murder of Dole Samuel Luke and Egri Esbon Idri. Amnesty International, the UN panel of experts, the UN Commission on Human Rights, and other human rights organizations have documented numerous arbitrary detention by national security agents in multiple facilities. Amnesty International has also said detainees have been subjected to torture and other ill treatment, and some are held incommunicado without access to a lawyer or family members. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.